Welcome to the Crow Zone, real-time adventures. With Sarah Hübner, the communications adventurer, and Kerry Temple, the outdoor adventurer. Welcome to the Crow Zone, real-time adventures, episode 27. My name is Sarah Hübner, and I'm the communications adventurer. And next to me is Kerry Temple, the outdoor adventurer. She's virtually next to me. So today we have something new and exciting to share with you. Kerry, do you want to tell our listeners what it is?
Well, yes, I'm so delighted to be able to share with you our new program that we are launching, which is our leadership retreat.
What exactly is that?
Well, it's in the wording, leadership retreat. We take you and your team off the grid into a beautiful location in the mountains where we look after you and provide a program for you to recalibrate, re-energize, and reach peak performance. As I said, there was another clue in the name, retreat, because the word retreat has treat in it. I'll tell you a bit more about the location later, but just a bit of a clue. It's not your typical mountain hut. For those of you worrying about crammed dorms and snorers, this is a retreat into a beautiful place, slightly more remote than other normal places you would be able to normally get to, where you can relax and be looked after, nourished with delicious, freshly cooked mountain food. And we will support you and your team to relax and allow the creative juices to flow to get the most out of your experience. So, can you remember actually how we came up with this idea?
Yes, because we didn't really come up with it in just one moment. It's something that has grown over time because we started working together a couple of years ago. We started working with students and combining both our areas of speciality. And that always works really well. From that, we also then started working with leadership teams, both together and separately. And suddenly the idea just was there that we would like to create this retreat specifically for leadership teams in a very magical place. We are so passionate about this. We love this kind of work. We love working with each other. We love working with leadership teams, and we love being in nature together.
Yeah. What are the benefits for companies? Why is this such a valuable retreat for them?
It's basically a great opportunity because it literally gives teams some fresh air, and also metaphorically, it's a breath of fresh air. Getting out of the everyday rut, changing location helps to open the mind and see things from a different perspective. It also helps to reframe what is there, to connect with colleagues in a way that often isn't possible in the regular work environment because everybody has got so many appointments. So this is a holistic approach that engages both body and mind. Body, because we do a lot in the outdoors. It's also about feeling good. And mind, because there's opportunities to expand on ideas, to find new ideas, and to move on. And another nice benefit is working with us, because we're easygoing, we're well organized, we're flexible, we pay attention to detail, and we're caring. And overall, we love what we do. Kerry, can you just let us know where it is?
Oh, I can. For those of you who are in Munich, you'll probably already know of the mountain town of Lenggries. For those of you who aren't from Munich, Lenggries is about 1 hour south of Munich, and it's accessible by public transport, take you about an hour and a half public transport, or by car, which would take you about an hour. And we are based about 300 meters above the town, between forests and meadows, with panoramas across the Alps, so we can watch the sunrise in the morning from the terrace, and we can sit outside basking in the evening sun in the late afternoon, or we can sit and relax in the cozy dining room area as well. I think I mentioned before that it's not your average hut. And I think many of you, don't get me wrong, I love mountain huts. I spend a lot of time in mountain huts when I'm doing my hiking and trekking tours. However, if you're working with the team and you want to ensure that everyone's getting a good night's sleep, then you want to be somewhere in a location where everyone feels comfortable, where they feel looked after. And this place is special. It's a smaller hut. There are only private rooms. You have single or twin room options, and you are guaranteed a hot shower. Additionally to that, there are also a couple of little perks that you have, such as an outdoor wellness area, and really a very attentive team who will look after you from the moment you rise and need your first coffee of the morning to when you go to bed. And it's really in such a super spot. It's accessible for all levels of hikers and easy walking, and options also to do more challenging things, really depending on your team.
Mm-hmm. Sounds lovely.
It is. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's a really magical spot and somewhere where you walk in and feel like you belong there. So maybe you can tell us a bit more about the program, because I think you mentioned a little bit before, but maybe you can give us a bit more detail about what kind of things teams can expect.
My first reply is it depends, because we will tailor make the program depending on your needs. If you want to spend and need to spend a lot of time on specific company matters, you can choose to have those slots or time for that. However, if you would like us to support you in some skill building and indoor and outdoor adventures, we're more than happy to do that. Kerry, maybe you could talk about how an outdoor adventure could look like, or what kind of outdoor adventures you offer in this place.
I'll be guiding you along the routes around our base, from shorter hikes to longer hikes, really depending on what you want to be doing. But along the way, I'll be integrating simple ways that we can connect with nature, ground ourselves, breathe in the fresh mountain air, and energize ourselves from head to toe. And obviously, finding the best cake on the mountain. And it might be that we do a morning sunrise hike and meditation, or we might go and explore the local forest, or we might do a longer hike up to one of the peaks within easy reach of our hut. That would be in complement to the activities that you'll be running, Sarah. And so maybe you can tell us about the real-time adventures that you're able to offer as part of this retreat.
Yes, I'd love to talk about that. Well, with me, it's also about helping teams to connect, to communicate more effectively, and to explore or align the values of the company, if that's something you need. It depends on where the emphasis is for you. I help re-energize the teams through very interactive, playful sessions where there can be a lot of laughter. They're mindful. They can range in energy levels. And we can look at things such as values, as I already mentioned, improving communication in conflict and challenging situations, building on each other's strengths and supporting each other so that everybody's pulling in the same direction. Overall, just helping to align with the vision and mission of the company so that a team can work more effectively and efficiently once they're back in the everyday workplace.
Fantastic.
Okay, Kerry, now that the teams have been very efficient and productive during the day, in a, of course, very relaxed manner too, what can teams do in the free time after the programmed bits?
Of course, free time is also just as important, to have time to recharge and reset so that you can be in the flow and also make the most of the magical location as well. So there's time in the evenings after the day's programs are finished to relax and make the most of the facilities, whether that's exploring the outdoor wellness area, whether it's sitting in a corner snuggled up with your book and a cup of tea, or heading up to to a peak to watch the sun go down, or simply enjoying relaxing with your colleagues and having an informal chat. And then we enjoy a lovely dinner together. The food is all local specialities and prepared and sourced locally. And there's plenty of options to choose from according to whatever's generally in season and available. Specific meal requests can also be organized in advance too, if there's something special that you want to organize for your team. And yeah, in the evening, there's free time to enjoy each other's company in a relaxed atmosphere and put the world to rights without distractions.
Okay. And assuming now our listeners have listened to that and some will say, oh, this sounds really appealing. I want that for my leadership team. How can people reach us?
Well, that's very easy. You just need to write us an email to our website, and that is hello@thegrowzone.de. And we will put that in the show notes so you've got that easily available to contact us.
You can also find further information on the website.
Perfect.
Lovely. Yep, we're looking forward to hearing from you and sharing the magic of the work retreat in this special place with you. Goodbye.
Goodbye and see you out there.
Thank you so much for listening to The Grow Zone, real-time adventures. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to listen to more episodes or find out more about The Grow Zone, go to www.thegrowzone.de. If you would like to connect with us, you can find me, Sarah Hoopner, at www.improverin.com.
And to connect with me, Kerry Temple, you can find me on www.fourelements.eu.